Hi, this is Dickerson for Angela Lee, ANGELALE, date of service is 6/7/2023, date of birth 7/15/91. The patient arrives here for a follow-up evaluation today. According to her, she is improving in her symptoms. Overall, up to 20%, 30%. She reports that she still has some pain around 4 in the right shoulder. However, she can lift her arm up to 180 degrees all the way in full abduction and also in full flexion with no deficit. Notice no motor power problems. She's not dropping any dinner plates or. So her pain level is around 4 to 5 in the area of headaches, the neck and the lower back, and the right knee, and a pain in the elbow and the wrist that were reported initially are completely gone. The shooting pain that patient used to report on the right upper extremity as well as right lower extremity is also not present anymore. So overall, there is a distinct amount of improvement in the symptoms. She has no dizziness, vertigo, no loss of balance, no loss of equilibrium. She does have mild loss of memory and headaches, along with difficulty sleeping and lack of focus. Mild anxiety and depression is present. She does not report any vision disturbances like spots in the vision, loss of vision field like she used to have before. No nausea, vomiting, and headaches are also minimal now. They are reported to be around 4 and only present once a week or so. The ADLs are also not reported affected beyond 4. System review, additional history, substance abuse and compliance history comes from the chart. Please use that. Appreciate it. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 131/61, pulse is 90 and pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam is essentially similar, same to the previous visit, which is dictated on 5/3/2023, dictation number is 0503-092. And diagnosis remains the same. The plan is that the patient has a remarkable improvement, although she says only 30%, but I believe she's almost 60% better. She has had almost 7 epidural injections in the lumbar region and 1 epidural injection in the cervical, and at least 4 to 5 shots to all the pain areas, and her pain is actually gone away. She did have an occipital nerve block for headaches that improved the headaches. So overall, there is an improvement. She can continue seeing a neuropsych for further therapy, neurologist for further. She's seeing a neurologist who is giving a once-a-month shot, Dr. Matthew Holzman, or Dr. Verma, I think. Other than that, she's stable, and physical therapy is still wanted by her, so it is ordered 2 times a week, focusing on the neck, lower back, shoulder, mainly, as well as she's continuing working on a light-duty job. For example, she's a nail specialist, so 6 hours, 6 days, 10-pound lifting limit is ordered. And cream, compounding cream was ordered with ketoprofen, cyclobenzaprin, gabapentin, lidocaine, pilocarpine. Also provided naltrexone 1 milligram capsules twice a day for further pain relief. The medication that I provided to her today are Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day, Alavil 50 milligram at night for sleep, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety and panic that she's experiencing. Zoloft is provided 50 milligram at night for depression, and lidocaine for topical pain relief. The patient is doing extremely well with all these treatments, and a discussion was carried out for a spinal cord stimulation device. And also regarding laser treatment. And the patient is continuing her therapy at Aura Rehab, who are actually doing the laser treatment also. So far, so good. She'll be seen in 30 days time. Thank you. I have not recommended any further injection, but the patient reports that she may stop by for further injection, one or two more, before the case is over, as that has helped her tremendously.